You're listening to Live from Mount Sinai on the TalkWarrior.com radio network. This is Moshe. I'm here to defend God's law, fight evil, and bash Republicans. We're broadcasting live. Today is Saturday, October 23rd, 2004. It is 12 o'clock noon Pacific time. You can call in at 415-738-0689. That's 415-738-0689. Our website is talkwarrior.com. Okay, I want to just talk a little bit about Ann Coulter. For those of you that don't know about her, she is one of the myriad of conservative wacko right-wingers that frequent, the various cable networks. I think that Ann Coulter is some sort of contract with CNBC, MSNBC, so you'll often see her there. There was a story about her in the news. She attempted to throw some pies at her. She was giving a lecture at some college, and two assholes decided to, pie her. And I say assholes. Before I call them assholes and explain why they're assholes, I just want to say that Ann Coulter is disgusting. I hate Ann Coulter, and I think she's, probably the dumbest woman alive. I think if George Bush and Ann Coulter were to get together and produce an offspring, it would be some kind of hybrid, super retarded human being. Ann Coulter is a fucking moron. I hate her. But anyways, it really bugs me, these pie assholes. Apparently there's some kind of movement, it may even be organized, it probably is organized to some extent, but there's sort of these people trying to, humiliate other people by throwing pies at them. And they threw a pie at Nader. I believe that these are they're left wingers, and I don't approve of this shit. This is it's lightweight terrorism. I'm not a lawyer. It probably qualifies as assault and battery. And I think that these assholes. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's a moron like Ann Coulter. I don't give a shit. But it's just uncool, and you can't do shit like that. But what struck me about the video, and I watched it over and over, was they didn't hit Ann Coulter, and the reason why is she's so nimble. She just got out. She gasped, she went, ugh. And then she bucked out of there. And she was fast, it's the first time Ann Coulter has ever done anything that impressed me. But I'm moving on. Before I move on, let me just say that this is a live call-in show, okay? I have all the technology here, okay? You can call in. You can shoot the shit with me. You can swear at me. You could, call me names. You could make a date with me, whatever. All right? But we can't do this. We can't have a call-in show unless you call me. The number is 415-738-0689. Now, I just want to repeat that in case anyone, didn't get that. It's 415-738-0689. I actually did not want to do the Ann Coulter story. I didn't want to start out with that. The reason why I went with that, at least at the beginning, is because I need some filler, because this show is syndicated on Live365 and .com, and what those pricks do is run like 2 minutes of advertising right into my show. So the attempt there was to fill 2 minutes. Now, this was really the first story, okay? This is what it is. I was at my mother's house, my mother and my stepfather's house yesterday, and, I was eating dinner there, and, we watched a ball game after that. And they had this funny contraption that I've never seen before. It was like this. It was some circular device. It was this big thing, and it looked like a miniature, particle accelerator. I said, what is this? You like splitting atoms here or something? What's the deal? And they said, no, this is a dehydrator, And it's like we're dehydrating apples. And they're and that's what they were doing. They weren't smashing apples, and and I said to them, this is great. And instead of apples, why don't you take like some monkey heads and shrink them down to the size of walnuts? That'd be pretty cool. And and my stepfather looked at me like I'm crazy. I don't think my mother was too happy about it either. I mean, I don't understand. It would just, you take a cute little monkey, you just shrink it down. They're already cute. You take the monkey head and you shrink it down to like this, to something really cute. And it's not like if I said take a human head and shrink it down, okay? That'd be one thing. But this, we're talking about monkeys. And I said, okay. And my stepfather was saying, well, I don't think, monkeys would taste very good. And he said, no, you don't eat them. They're cute. You could put them on your wall, whatever. And I said, okay, if you don't like monkeys, how about a goat head? And these people have no sense of humor. It's just, fuck, man, it's just a monkey. I mean, I don't know. Some people really need to just grow up or get it, learn to live a little or something. Just a fucking a monkey head. All right. Let's see. What else do I have here? Let's do viewer email. I got an email from a Republican. and we are, I am going to read it to you, but, you know, before I read it to you, you know, let me just say, again, this is a live call-in show, okay? Here's the number. It's 415-738-0689, okay? It doesn't, if you send me an email, okay, after the fact, okay, all you're doing is you're walking into an ambush, okay? You give me like a whole fucking week, you know, to tear you apart. It, you know, it's, let me just, I'm trying to help you out, you know? If you got a problem with me, don't walk into an ambush, okay? Call me at the time, okay? Because otherwise, I gotta tell you why this helps you, because this is a preemptive strike. You can make a preemptive strike against me. I'm not ready for it, okay? It's sort of like, you're like George, just think of yourself as George Bush, and you're invading Iraq, okay? It's preemptive, and you have the upper hand, okay? So I'm just trying to help you out. If you got an issue with me, you know, don't email me, okay? Call me during the show, all right? Let me get on to the letter. Okay, first I'm going to have a little drink of water and cough. Okay. In fact, let me just fill the water thing. What I, you know, I need like some slave. I should like say that I'm like a real like official radio station, all right? And call like local colleges and say, well, I'm doing this big radio show here, and I need an intern. So could someone come over here and like fill my water, you know, and hand me my notes and shit? You know, that's what I should do. Really, you know, really start exploiting people. That's the American way. I gotta get with the program. All right. I agree that the Dems, this is the email, okay? I should have said that before that, okay? It's from, James, from, here, he leaves his blog. I'm not going to give you his email address, but he leaves the blog, I'll give you that. www.bayouranter.blogspot.com www.bayouranter.blogspot.com Bayou is one fuck of a hard word to spell. When I looked at it, I had no idea what the word was. But anyways, it's spelled B-A-Y-O-U. Okay, that's Bayou. B-A-Y-O-U. And then Ranter is just R-A-N-T-E-R. Okay. Here's his email. I agree that the Dems are a bunch of arrogant people. Hell, we have known that for years in, quote, flyover country, unquote. The reason Kerry is going to lose is he has no convictions, but give me a break. As a Republican, we are evil. Please, 50% of the country is evil. Get a life there. What liberties have been taken away? Hell, I am a... no, it says, hell, I am lawyer. That's news to me. I'll repeat the sentence. Hell, I am lawyer, that news to me. I think it's also like a Cro-Magnon. It's like a throwback. Rumors, as ridiculous as all this draft talk, God, it's Kerry that wants to add two divisions to the Army. Well, is he going to get that? The reasons the Dems are losing, including the Senate race in Louisiana, is because all their changes are over the top. James, www.bayouranter.blogspot.com, Ruston, Louisiana. Okay. Now, I wanna sort of analyze. I wanna actually pick apart what he's saying. But before I wanna do that, I just wanna say, you know, if this guy is a lawyer, I wanna know what law school this guy went to, because my IQ is only 95. Okay, and And I could tell that there's two run-on sentences here, okay? He spells there when he says, because all their charges are over the top. There is spelled T-H-E-R-E. It should be T-H-E-I-R. So this really gives me hope that if this guy is actually a lawyer, that I could become a lawyer with a 95 IQ. I think I can do it, if in fact this guy's a lawyer. So I would like this guy to call in. Please call. Don't email me, okay? But I want to know what fucking law school you went to, James. Anyways, I normally don't pick apart, you know, people's spelling and all that shit. But I mean, if you're gonna say you're like a lawyer, you know, you're just walking into, you know, a trap. Okay? You know, at least use proper grammar and spelling, for Christ's sakes. Okay. Now, I want to get into something more important, which is, I want to answer some of the charges in this email. Now, regarding the suggestion that I think 50% of the country is evil because they voted Republican, I just want to clarify a few things. All right. First of all, since only about 50% of the people voted in the last presidential election, I can't make any judgments. I can't pass judgment on, you know, the degree of evilness of the assholes who didn't vote. They're assholes. Okay, that's clear. Whether they're evil, I don't know. Okay? Now, another thing is that it was not 50%. That Bush got in 2000. Bush got 48% of the popular vote. Okay, not 50%. I'm quibbling over 2 percentage points because, you know, it shows that it's not a majority. It's a strong minority, but it's not a majority. You know, it's like, I'll give you an example. In Germany, or not an example, but something, it's a similar situation. In Germany, in 1932, another evil bastard got 37% of the popular vote for president. Again, this is a strong minority. It's not a majority. Okay? And this person's name, by the way, the country, it wasn't the United States, the country was Germany. And the man who got 37% of the popular vote was Adolf Hitler. Okay? You know, the two examples are similar because both Bush and Hitler didn't gain power through a democratic process, but by backroom deals and subverting the political process. You know, and I would say that the 48% of the people, first I want to say the 37% of the people, okay, hold on, let me, before I get into that, I'm going to, let me just continue with what I'm saying, my last thread. Regarding the 48% of the people who did vote for Bush, all of them are evil. Okay? In 1932, the 30% of the popular vote that, the 30% of the people who voted for Hitler were also evil. Okay? And here's the point. Here's the point. Evil is evil. The laws of God are very exact. Okay? This really very little gray area. Okay? Moses went up the Mount Sinai. Okay? And he received the law of God. Okay? This is written by God himself. Now, I don't care if 90% of the population votes for George Bush. Okay? And let's say 90% of the people in America voted for George Bush. Okay? It doesn't make a difference. All the 90%, all these people would be evil. Okay? You're either good or you're evil. There's no middle ground here. And let me, I'm going to tell you why George Bush, you know, republicanism is an evil concept to begin with, but I want to tell you why George Bush is evil, okay? He broke 4 out of 10 of God's basic laws, okay? 10 commandments. He broke them, and I'm going to list all of them, okay? He broke this one. Here, I'm going to start with, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Well, I think there was plenty of false witness being bared, okay, with all this fabrication of WMD and yellow cake and all this. This incredible shit pile of deceit. Okay? There's a lot of false witness here in my book. Number two, you shall not murder. Okay? George Bush is guilty. Okay? Not. He's indirectly guilty, but he's still guilty, okay, of the murder of thousands and thousands of Iraqi babies, women, and old people, soldiers. It doesn't matter, okay? He's responsible for the carnage in Iraq, for incredible amount of murder, okay? Now, here's the thing. I can't tell you exactly how many murders George Bush is responsible for because of the fact that the right-wing, conservative, the corporate-controlled conservative media has conspired to conceal that information from the American public. We don't know how many people exactly George Bush murdered, okay? But it's a good possibility it is many thousands of people. We really don't know. Is it tens of thousands? Is it hundreds of thousands? We don't know, because that's a secret. I'm going to move on to the third commandment that George Bush broke. You shall not steal. Well, you know, I'm going to use a simple example here. There's many examples I could use, but, you know, it's sort of like you can't really substantiate them very easily. Okay? Here's one clear example. George Bush has the gun of Saddam Hussein in the White House. I forget which room it's in, but it's up on like a plaque in the wall. Okay? This is theft. All right? I'm not a lawyer, okay? Perhaps, you know, James could call in and tell me the technical. There's actually a name for the crime when people in soldiers take the property of you know, the country that they're occupying, okay? When they steal their property. You know, it's like, for example, when the Nazis stole all this artwork from France when they invaded and occupied France. There's the technical name for this type of theft, and it's illegal, okay, under international law. I can't remember the name, but it's theft. All right, George Bush, Saddam never voluntarily gave Bush his gun. This is illegal. Okay, he has no right to it. You know, this is really something. The what happens to Saddam's gun? It's really up to Iraqis. Okay, we have no right to it. George Bush doesn't. This is outright theft. Okay, the fourth commandment that Bush broke is, you shall not take the name of your Lord in vain. Well, numerous incidents after 9/11, George Bush was talked about God, okay, and you know, this was for political purposes. This was to show his right-wing base what a good Christian soldier he is. Okay? Now, he wasn't talking using the name of God in a worshiping sense or in a way that I'm using it now. I'm talking about God because it relates to you know, something, you know, a subject. I'm not exploiting the God, his name, okay? But George Bush exploited his name. So, as far as we know, okay, I'm sure George Bush broke many more commandments, if not all of them, because I believe he's really Satan, okay? But I don't want to go too into that, because I think you would think I'm crazy. But he's an evil, and you also might think I'm the fucking church lady too. So I'm not gonna go down that line. I'm not gonna go too far down that line. Okay, now I also want to address this person was talking. James was talking about. He asked, you know, what liberties have been taken away? Now, I might have talked a little about that. I'm not sure what he's referring to when he said that, but I'm going to give you, you know, I'm going to answer the question. I'm not sure if I said Bush was taking away our liberties. I don't think I used those words. But I'm going to give you an example of how his administration, specifically Ashcroft, okay, the DOJ, is the Department of Justice is exploiting their power to subvert the democratic process. Okay, now I just found this in the Globe, the Boston Globe, the other day. All right. And it's talking, I'm going to read you, this is an article, I'm going to read you a little about it here. I'm going to have some water. Okay. Says, I'm reading you like little, the important parts. Last summer, former state GOP director Chuck McGee pleaded guilty to a federal charge of conspiracy and admitted paying $15,600 to a telemarketing firm. The Republican consultant Alan Raymond, former president of the telemarketing company GOP Marketing, based in Alexandria, Virginia, also pleaded guilty. All right, let me tell you what happened. Let me like paraphrase what went on. In the 2002 election, what they did is they hired the Republican GOP. This is the top Republican in the GOP director in New Hampshire, the top dog. Okay, he hired this telemarketing firm to jam up the Democratic Party and also the Manchester Firefighters Union with like a shitload of phone calls. Okay? I think they made more than 800 calls. So what they did is they called these, this is the day or probably the day of the election. Okay, I'm not sure of the exact day, but it's probably the day of the election. And the Democrats are calling their base, and they're trying to get out the vote. And the Republicans, they're jamming their phone lines. Okay, the Democrats' phone lines, so that they can't, so that they disable their phone lines. Okay, you can't call out. All right. So this fucker. This just shows you what dirty, rotten vermin the Republicans are. These people are not human beings. Okay, they're scum of the fucking earth. Alright? And I'm sorry. I'm not gonna be nice. Because these people are assholes. These people are in league with Satan. Okay? Now I'm sorry. Now, I'm sorry, that sort of offends some people when I say that. It offends not only Republicans, also defends, you know, left-wingers, because they don't like me bringing up the issue of Satan, okay, and God, you know. But I'm sorry, I believe in God, I fear God, and these people, I believe, are going against God, and that offends me. Because my job on this earth is to defend God and promote the ideas, the ideals of God. Okay? Now, I'm just going to read a little, but again, I'm losing my point here. This is why I'm bringing all this shit up. Okay, I'm going to answer this guy James's charge about liberties being taken away, and this is how they're being taken away. Okay, I'm reading on. Okay, this is from the Globe, the Boston Globe. The U.S. Department of Justice sought to intervene in the case last week and stop the Democratic Party from interviewing witnesses. The Department of Justice said that the witnesses were crucial to its ongoing investigation. Okay, what's happening here is that the Democrats are bringing a civil suit against the Republicans, all right? And Ashcroft, okay, the Department of Justice is intervening, they're backing the Republicans. And remember, these people are convicted of conspiracy. So I think defending people who are trying to subvert the democratic process, okay, are not only taking away my liberties, okay, our liberties, but they are also, I think there is ground, okay, to classify this as treason. Okay? I'm not saying it's treason, I'm not a lawyer, but it really smells treasonous. Okay? You know, because democracy, okay, that's the very fabric of our government. Okay? Now, when you subvert democracy, okay, and you don't allow democracy to exist, you know what, I'm moving on. I have a tendency my IQ is only 95, so I have trouble articulating things. So, I'm gonna count my blessings and just fucking move on. I just want to make sure if I covered everything. And you know what? I think we are going to move on to a break. Now, like, every time it's like, I go to a song, and we're going to play a song. This is actually a song I tried to play last week, but I thought it was the wrong song, so I stopped the song in the middle and played, like, a different song. But, you know, I think that, you know, again, I need to hire some college student, some intern, you know, some slave laborer, you know, and have them, you know, produce the show for me, because it's really hard to like do the show, you know, and also have to deal with all this fucking equipment. But today, what I'm going to do is just take my time, and I'm going to, you know, relax and play the song. You know, what I do is that usually I rush it, and then I always fuck something up. So this time, we're going to be really cool. I'm going to push up the slide thing. I don't give a shit if people think that this is, like, not professional. Well, fuck you, man. I mean, I don't have, like, a slave working for me. I don't have that advantage, okay? I'm doing this all alone, so cut me a little slack, man. Okay. All I gotta do now is push a button, okay, and push the slider down. Another thing I'm gonna do is this. I'm gonna credit the song, before I play it. Oh, you know what I wanna do before I go to the song? I want to, first tell you again that this is a live show. And that you can call at, the phone number is 415-738-0689. 415-738-0689. And I also want to say that while this is playing, it's under 2 minutes, okay? While this is playing, okay, I want you, okay, to go to talkwarrior.com. I want you to do it right now. And I want you, okay, to either, before you make a donation would be good, okay? Alright, But I also want you to take a look at the writings of Ed Guevara. Okay? We make 100% of the proceeds from sales go to support the station. We need, it's only me and Dickie who runs the website, okay? I'm the guy paying for it, okay? I need your help, okay? This is viewer-supported radio, okay? So consider like NPR, only without all the pretentious, assholes, you know? It's like, just consider me like an NPR, like, that is, for the people. This is the people's NPR, okay? So, and I really do need your help, because I don't have the money to do this show forever. I need your support. I want you to look at Ed Guevara's writing, and I think it's great stuff, and if you like it, buy it, okay? If you don't like it, okay, or if you can't afford it, you're really hard up, make a donation, okay? $1. Okay, there's a little button there, okay? That's all I ask, because I really do need your support. Okay. I am going to play the song. Before I do that, I won't forget. This is Blind Man's Penis. It's written by John Truby and the Ugly Janitors of America. All right, here we go. Okay, well, I completely fucked that up. Sorry about that. See, all this preparation, I still fuck up the song. Okay, here we go. This should do it. Hold on.
I got high last night on LSD. My mind was beautiful. I was free. Warts love my nipples because they are pink. Vomit on me, baby, yeah, yeah, yeah. Blind man's penis is a wreck because he is blind. It's a wreck because he is blind. A blind man's penis is a wreck because he's blind. It's a wreck because he's blind. Let's make love under the stars and watch for UFOs. If little baby Martians come out of the UFOs, give up them, yeah, yeah, yeah. The zebra spilled his plastinia on Venus, and the gelatin fingers ooze electric marbles. Ramona's titties died in hell.
Okay, we are back, and what do we got here? We have, I want to talk a little about the motorcycle diaries, okay? It's probably too late now, but I just want to encourage people to, if it's still playing in the theaters, to see the Motorcycle Diaries. When I went to see it, I didn't want to see the Motorcycle Diaries. I wanted to see, Resident Evil. Okay? But, it stopped playing. The sequel to Resident Evil was no longer in the theaters. So, it's like I was really feeling antsy, and I thought that the Motorcycle Diaries would be, like, really sappy. So I didn't really want to see it, but I said, what the fuck, I'll see it. And I was really surprised. It was a really great movie. And I just, for people that don't know about it, it's adapted from a memoir written by a South American communist. He later turned out to be like a communist revolutionary. His name is Che Guevara, and I probably shouldn't have told you that, because it's like, you know, as soon as I say the C word, you're probably not going to see it, because it has the C word, but it's really not preachy, and they don't push communism or anything. It's just, it's like this. It talks about, his travels as a youth in around South America on a motorcycle, and I just want to say first that the Motorcycle Diaries itself, you know, it was sort of compared to like a South American version of On the Road. I've read On the Road, but I've never read the Motorcycle Diaries. I'd like to read it now. I don't really know anything about Che Guevara, except from what I know about him from the movie, and that's probably, you know, they probably took many liberties. Anyways, it was sort of nostalgic for me in a way, because I used to, I'm not sure how to say it. I didn't really like, I'm not sure, I wasn't seeing this woman because she wasn't like, you know, my girlfriend. She wouldn't want to be my girlfriend because I was unemployed. She would, sort of exploit me, I guess, for my body and my mind, but probably more mind than body. Anyways, but here's the point. She used to repair my car. It wasn't like heavy duty repairs. It wasn't like an engine overhaul. She would just like, we were both pretty broke, and she would just like take some wire and like fix shit, you know, like just, the whole car, it was like an 82 Datsun 200 SX, I think. And the whole car was sort of held together by, like, bubble gum and scotch tape. And she would take wire and shit like that, and rope, and sort of all this makeshift repairs. And it's like, and she was reading the Motorcycle Diaries at the time. And she was like, oh, you know what? Che Guevara, he would use wire to fix his motorcycle, and that's exactly what we do, you know. We just sort of like, you know, that's what poor people do. But it was sort of funny. Okay. Boy, it's like fucking, it's almost, I live, for me, I'm in the Eastern time zone, so it's almost 4 o'clock for me, and it's like, I know the show started late, because I had some major fuck-ups trying to get the show started, which I'm not going to go into. But I had all this shit to cover, And, well, fuck. And we're almost out of time. Thing is, I could keep going, but there's not a lot of listeners that are actually listening at this point. But let me go on. I'm going to just go on. We can go over. That's okay. I wanted to cover topics related to baseball. I didn't want to really go into talking about baseball because I know that not everyone is into baseball, and I don't want to like bore people. First thing I'd like to bring up is that the Red Sox are in the World Series. The other night when they beat the Yankees to get in the World Series, all these assholes, they were playing in the Bronx. You know, I'm in the Red Sox, we're in Boston. But all these assholes congregated around the stadium and, you know, they went crazy and they lit fires and, you know, they were pretty rowdy. They destroyed property. They were assholes. But, what the police did is they shot some 21-year-old girl with some type of pepper spray, I'm not sure what you call it, pellet bullet, I'm not sure what the hell you call it. But, and they shot her in the eye, and they killed her. So, I don't know. I'm a little disturbed by the fact that the only person killed that night was killed by a cop, and I could read you a little about the story, but I don't want to get into it. But I'm a little disturbed by the fact that taxpayer dollars are going to support people who murder. I'm not going to use the word murder. I don't know what went on, but they certainly did kill some civilians. A civilian, a 21-year-old girl. It's too bad. She was a college student, good-looking girl, and I think that's pretty sad. I also want to talk about Yankee fans. These people are just Yankee fans are complete assholes. I've never seen anyone like a Yankee fan. You know what these people do, okay? This is what they did to the Red Sox when they played in Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. They would throw garbage at the Red Sox players. They would throw baseballs. And not only do they throw baseballs, if they hit a Red Sox hits a foul ball, they throw it, throw it back at a Red Sox. They would, actually come armed with baseballs. And, it's like these people were, they're armed. And they're fucking throwing baseballs at the players, at the Red Sox, probably at the umpires, too. And, Red Sox fans are assholes, but they don't do shit like this. And Red Sox and the Yankee fans, they're throwing fucking garbage at the Red Sox. What kind of assholes are these people? I don't understand that. And I tell you, it's one thing if you come from the Bronx, and okay, I can understand if you like that, you like the Yankees, that's understandable. But, you know, if you're not from the Bronx, and you're from New York, if you're not a Mets fan, you got something seriously fucking wrong with you. Because Yankee fans are assholes, and not only that, Yankees are assholes, and I'll tell you why. There is this play, Alex Rodriguez, Yankee third baseman, hits a ball in infield grounder, and the pitcher, has the ball, and pitcher attempts to tag A-Rod out. So what A-Rod does is he swats the ball, out of the Red Sox pitcher's hand. The Red Sox pitcher was Arroyo. And it's like, what kind of dirty fucking playing is that? but this is the kicker. It's like, after he does that, and the umpire, first the umpire said, okay, safe, and then they sort of got together, the umpires, and they reversed the ruling, and they ruled it was like interference, as it should have been. And like, A-Rod is indignant. It's like, oh, what are you talking about? It's like they took something away from him. You know, like he was like innocent. Okay, like he didn't actually purposely swat the ball out of the first baseman's hand. I mean, Yankees are pricks. Okay, they're just assholes. All right. I'm so glad they lost that game, that series with the Red Sox. And I think most sane people in America and around the world are glad, or should be glad, that the Yankees lost. Because they're scum. They're assholes. The whole idea of a Yankee is just bad. Okay? These people wear pinstripes. Okay? Now, who wears pinstripes? Businessmen. Okay? It's like, the Yankees are like the team of business, the team of money. They represent all that is evil and foul in this world. That's all I'm going to say about the Yankees. I wanted to also talk about the one-arm pitcher. Apparently, there's this one-arm pitcher. There was a one-arm pitcher in the National League. I don't really know the National League very well, but because the Red Sox are in the American League. But I wish someone could give me some information on this guy, because I don't know what happened to him. But it's like, this is what I don't understand. How did this guy pitch with? I can understand how he pitches with one arm. But how did he field with one arm? I don't understand that. What happened? Because it seems to me like, if you're a hitter and you're facing a one-arm pitcher, all you have to do is bunt the ball to the pitcher. And it's like a surefire, hit. It's a good bunt. You get on base with that. So it's like, so did that happen? And if it did happen, was the player sort of like that, did that criticize for not being like a gentleman, not being like a good sportsman, because he's sort of taking advantage of the Yankee pitcher's, handicap? I don't understand how that worked. So I really wish someone could explain that to me. I'm going to talk about one more subject on baseball that I would like to talk about, and that is Barry Bonds. My janitor, I've been wanting to talk about this for a while. My janitor was bitching and moaning to me about how Barry Bonds made some statement, and I don't know about this statement. I didn't listen to it, but apparently Barry Bonds talked about made some, at least according to my janitor, he made some statement whereby he said that he's not concerned with breaking Hank Aaron's record. Okay, he just wants to beat Babe Ruth's record. I think this is a home run record, and I think like Hank Aaron's has the most home runs or something like that. And it's like, and my janitor is like bitching and moaning and having a shit fit because, you know, he's saying like, oh, you know, Barry Bonds is an angry, the words he used was an angry black man. You know, it's like, and he's bitching and moaning, and it's like, first, you know, I said to him, how do you know that the reason why he's not concerned with beating, Hank Aaron's record, he just wants to beat Babe Ruth's record, is because it's like, Babe Ruth is white. And, you know, he just was like, well, he said that, okay? And no, I don't believe that, you know, but I'm not clear on that fact, okay? I'm not sure if it's really a racial thing, but, you know, even if it is, I mean, you know, big fucking deal. I mean, it's probably just like, you know, a black pride thing, you know? And it's like, you know, so what? So what if he wants to, you know, beat the white man's record, okay? I mean, what white people didn't even let black people play baseball I think it was something like late 40s or something like that. Okay, baseball was fucking segregated. I mean, could you blame a black person for wanting to beat a white man's record because of this, or because of, you know, years of fucking racism, okay, and oppression of black people? I mean, give me a break. Stop your bitching and moaning, okay? You know, this is what I have to say to the, you know, angry white people like this, you know? Just get over it, okay? Get over it. I mean, your days of control and you know, exploiting others are coming to an end. Okay? So just get over it, you lousy fucks. Okay. Boy, I really wanted to read. I'm putting in way more shit that I wanted to put in this week. I mean, to the show. But let me see. Before I do, I'm gonna do it. But before I do this, let me just again say that this is a live show. You can call in at 415-738-0689. And you know what? Before I proceed, I need to just rest my voice, and I'm going to play another song. This is, again, by John Truby and the Ugly Janitors of America. It is called Summer Sun, and we're going to come back. We're going to come back, and I'm going to read you an important letter that I wrote to the Department of Telecommunications and Energy. I was talking about the corruption in government, and I also want to talk about how my state senator, who's running for re-election, Kay Khan, actually that might be state representative. I'll try to verify that detail while during the break, but how she did nothing to help me. And the reason why I'm doing, it's like I already filled up like way more of the show than I want to fill up, but the reason why I want to do this now is because the letter's like a page and a quarter. So this is something I wanted to do at the end of this show. And I didn't want to do it next week because next week is the official Bush Bash. It's the Bush Bash show. We're going to have a special show, and we are going to, this is a pre-election show. It'll be a last show before the election, and we are going to devote the entire show towards bashing and trashing and exposing Republicanism, Republicans, conservatives, and all other types of evil. Okay, the whole show will be focused on the election. Okay, and so I didn't want to do it next week, but I wanted to read this letter that's sort of like too long for tomorrow's show. I didn't want to do it on tomorrow's show. Sorry, not tomorrow's show, next week's show. I'm going to do it right now, but first I'm going to play a song. And we will be back after this song. We'll be right back. Okay. I guess you heard that cough. I didn't mean to get that in, but I'm back. You know I'm alive. I'm still coughing. Still dying, near death, but I'm still ticking and I'm here. And I am going to fulfill the promise that I gave you before I went to the song and read you the letter. I might even do it on next week's show, too, at the end. Okay. The letter is to Mary Cottrell, Secretary, Department of Telecommunications and Energy, 1 South Station, 2nd floor, Boston, Massachusetts, 02110. It's dated, actually, the date got a little fucked up. That I can't give you the date. And I'll give you a reason for that, because you're probably wondering why I'm not giving you a date. It's because I have this macro thing in Microsoft Word, and it automatically updates the date. It was a bad idea, but I'm not sure when I originally sent it. But it was earlier this year, I believe. Dear Secretary Cottrell, on 11 November 2003, I called the Department of Telecommunications and Energy for your assistance with a problem I was having with Comcast. I spoke to Beverly. I told Beverly that Comcast was billing me for a custom ring telephone number that I had ordered from Comcast. When I set up the account with them, yet the custom ring telephone number was never activated. I also told Beverly that I had brought this issue up with Comcast on several occasions, and they had failed to rectify the problem. Beverly got back to me shortly afterward and dictated to me something which seemed to have been written by Comcast. I say this because what was being dictated to me was essentially the same statements that Comcast had made to me. When I told Beverly that I was not satisfied with her response, that she was merely repeating to me what Comcast was saying, she told me that, quote, this is what I needed to do, unquote, referring to the statements she had dictated to me. In response to my statement that I am having a problem with Comcast, she stated that, quote, if you have any further questions, you need to take them up with Comcast, unquote. I also asked Beverly for a copy of what she dictated to me. Beverly refused to comply with this request and went on to tell me that your department does not fulfill such requests. On 20 December, Comcast finally delivered the service that they had been billing me for several months. I have not yet received full reimbursement, which includes the cost of reinstalling my old Verizon telephone service in order to transfer the custom ring number over to Comcast. Comcast has told me they would reimburse me, yet they seem unwilling to put this in writing. I have recently submitted the Verizon bill to Comcast. Although my issue with Comcast has not yet been fully resolved, this is not why I'm writing you. I am writing you because I was deeply troubled by my experience with your office. After my last conversation with Beverly, it left me feeling as though your department, which from my understanding is supposed to make sure that the utilities do not abuse and exploit their monopoly advantage, is doing just the opposite. That your real function is to validate the contemptuous way in which the utilities treat their customers. Whether this is true or not, I cannot say, because I cannot make sweeping statements about your department based on my experience alone. What I am deeply disturbed about what has motivated me to write this letter is your department's abject refusal to turn over to me records pertinent to my case. You are a government agency. What right have you to withhold from me information that a regulated utility has stated in defense of its failure to provide me the services I had paid for? I assert that your department has no right whatsoever. And if you can come up with this right, I'd like to see where you got it from. If we are to call our system a free and open democracy, we cannot have government departments withholding information from citizens. Otherwise, the government is no longer governing, but aiding and abetting criminals. I demand that you make available to me all records pertaining to my complaint against Comcast, including any statements made by Comcast about my complaint. Okay? Sincerely, Moshe Moskowitz. I sent a carbon copy of this to Representative Kay Kahn and Senator Cynthia Cream. These are both state offices, not federal. Positions, I should say. All right. Now, Cynthia Cream did get back to me. But Kay Kahn never got back to me. By the way, I should point out that I was amazed that without any intervention, the Department of Telecommunications and Energy actually coughed up the information. Okay, they gave me what I wanted, and what I had what I believe I had a fucking right to. Okay, which was you know, public information. I'm not going to go too much into the letter. I think that the letter really speaks for itself, but what I do want to say that and I'm not really doing this so much for, I'm doing this out of principle. And State Representative Kay Kahn never got back to me. And, you know, I'm reading this. I got this thing in the mail from her. That's very well done. This, you know, it's one of those glossy things you get from, you know, your political people, you know, your politicians in office. You know, it says, experience the difference. Okay? State Representative Kay Kahn. She's been in, she's like a five-termer. She's a Democrat. She is, she's a liberal. And, you know, her thing, her little ad is like filled, you know, page one is all like endorsements. You know, we have a quote from Congressman Barney Frank, who I actually like, and I will vote for. He's saying what a great Representative Kahn is and all this shit. And you know, you look at this, you know, you think, boy, what a wonderful fucking person. I mean, you know, even her positions are you know, I believe in, you know, civil rights, supporting same-sex marriage. Well, I support that. Opposing the death penalty. I didn't know opposing the death penalty was a civil right, but I certainly do oppose the death penalty. And, you know, she's working to fix up the environment and protect it, and education, health, and human service. What a wonderful fucking person. And you know what? She's an incumbent, and she will win by a landslide. There's no question about that. There's absolutely no question about that. When I go for a walk, I see KCON signs all over the place. And you know what, folks? I, you know, I don't have enough of a base of listeners to really, you know, make a difference, and I'm just sort of, I just want to expose what, you know, what she really is, okay? And what she really is a person that is not necessarily overtly conspiring, but she's sort of passively conspiring by not getting back to me, okay, by not helping her constituent, which is her job. She is passively conspiring with our evil, corrupt government, okay, that attempts to conceal public information that they have a right to, okay. This is, you know, from citizens, and this is the Department of Telecommunications and Energy is, they are, a government office, okay. They can't, this information, okay, is government offices have to have their information public. They cannot work, I don't know what the word is. They cannot operate, you know, this is a bad word, covertly, but they cannot, you know, it's not the, they have to be open. Okay? But I'm not gonna, you know, I really articulated better in the letter. And, she's, you know, the person running against her is, a real prick. I know, I've not heard a lot from her, but what I have heard is she's like standard Republican asshole. I'll go to her website, but you know something, I'm probably going to vote Republican. I'm going to vote against Kay Khan. And the reason is like, well, she may be, you know, she may have, she may share my politics, okay? She's not as far left as I am. But, you know, she may share my progressive ideas, but I tell you, what the fuck good is it for me? How does it help me if she can't even, like, respond to a letter about an issue that was really important? I feel we're really dealing, I really raised a pivotal issue. Alright? Something very important. And so, fuck it. I'm voting Republican. I'm just gonna vote against her Republican. Okay? It's the first time I've only voted for a Republican one other time in my life, and that was because, it was a state representative. It was in a different, county, and he went out of his way to help me out with an issue. So, you know, I felt that he deserved my vote. Okay? So, I voted for him. Because he helped me. And that's how it should work. You know, that's what these people do. That's what they should do. They represent the constituents, okay? And their job is to help their constituents. And, you know, if they fail to do that, then I don't think I'm going to lose any sleep over voting Republican for, even if this person is an asshole. I'm not, you know, that I'm voting for. I don't like this person. I don't like what she stands for. But I know that Kay Khan stands for corruption. That I know. Okay? So, you know, it's sort of like, I know I can't win with Khan. Maybe I could win with the asshole Republican. Who knows? But anyways, that's all I want to say. And, boy, I think this is the longest show I've ever done. My voice is good today, so I'm able to sort of go a lot longer. And plus, I had a lot of information I wanted to cover. Okay. So, I wanted to thank all my loyal fans. I just want to tell them that I appreciate their listening to me. Really means a lot to me. And I also want to say that for people that aren't Live 365, people that don't have premium memberships with Live 365, I'm now offering through my website, you can streaming audio. You can listen to the whole show ad free, you know, so that way you don't have to deal with Live 365. Just go to the website, talkwarrior.com, and click on the link that says listen to pre-recording of last week's show. And you'll be able to listen to the whole thing, okay, without all the nonsense. Live 365 is really, I tell you, it's been a really bad marriage, and I'm sort of already, you know, making preparations to sort of leave Live 365. This show is going to continue, that I can tell you. It can't continue indefinitely without, unless I'm taking in some monetary, unless I get some money. I need, you know, for people to, like, buy Ed Gravara's writing, and if you can't do that, I need donations, because, you know, this costs money to do a live show. It doesn't really cost virtually nothing to do a non-live show, you know, just a pre-recorded show. But it costs me a lot of money, and I won't have this money forever. So, you know, I do need your support. Anyways, it's something else I wanted to say, but I don't really remember it. So fuck it. Okay, I will leave you with the Triumph of the Damned, and I always do that. I always close the show with Triumph of the Damned. It's another great song composed by John Truby, and let's say it's composed, but it's by John Truby and the Ugly Janitors of America. And before I go to the song, let me just say that, you know, we have an election coming up. Okay, I think it's November 2nd. And we're going to have a special show next week, 12 o'clock noon, okay, that's Pacific time, okay, Sunday. I want you to be here. We're going to have a Bush Basharama, okay. It's going to be, 24/7, but it's going to be an all Basho show. It's going to be a Bash Fest. And I want you to be there for the show. I want you to tell all your friends. You're my base. You're my fan base. And I need for you to get the word out and help me. Oh, there's one other thing. I'm going to start allowing people to mirror the, have a mirror site so they can download, the pre-recorded show and put it on their website. And that would really help me out a lot, and I think it's a good show. I mean, I hate to be, you know, like a show off, but you know, I think it's different, and I think that let me just put it this way, you know, I think it's, I've been sort of unfairly marginalized, you know. And I think, you know, I'm as important, you know, left-winger as any other asshole on the web. But apparently the left-wingers have sort of decided to sort of, you know, ignore me and you treat me like I don't exist. And, you know, it's sort of... I'm gonna stop complaining about it, but I think here's your opportunity, okay, to help me to spread the word, okay? I almost forgot to do the credits. Before I go to the song, I'm gonna do the credits. Okay. I'd like to thank John Truby for allowing us to play his great song. For more information about John Truby, please go to our website at talkwarrior.com. I would like to thank Ed Gravar for donating the proceeds of his writing to support our station. Please check out his stuff at http://talkwarrior.com. I would also like to thank the God of my original father, Abraham, who gives me the energy and courage to fight evil. I dedicate this show to the people around the world who fight fascism, tyranny, imperialism, economic injustice, and racism. This show is a copyrighted broadcast of the TalkWarrior.com radio network, and it may not be reproduced or retransmitted without the express written consent of the TalkWarrior.com radio network. I would like to just add here that you can reproduce it, but you can, you will be able to, okay, starting like tomorrow, which is the 25th, you'll be able to, I'm going to set it up so you can download the files and put it on your own website, okay? And I'm going to encourage people to do that. As long as you don't, like, you know, fuck with it, don't change the content. That's okay. You know, you're free to play it, play it on your website, okay? To have it on your website. We'll see you again next week at Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. Please see our website, talkwarrior.com, for updated information about the show. Okay? So I'm going to go on to Triumph of the Damned, and I will see you again next week. Thank you. Goodbye.